Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, Menachos 36. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara continues with the discussion of the laws of the Tefillin and some really powerful laws, powerful spiritual laws, teaching us just the importance of how one should conduct themselves when one wears Tefillin and the deep spiritual connection to Hashem that one feels when one wears the Tefillin. So the Gemara cites a Braisa that talks about even the order in which one puts on the Tefillin, we have to make sure to put it on correctly. So says the Braisa, Kishu Meniach, when a person places the Tefillin on their body, the first thing a person must place is Maniach Shal Yad V'Achach Maniach Shal Rosh. First a person must place the hand and then place the Tefillin on their head. Kishu Choleitz, when a person removes the tefillin, cholit shel roach, a person should first remove the tefillin of the head, and only after that, acharka cholit shel yad, only afterwards a person should remove the tefillin of the hand. So the Gemara says, okay, I understand that which the Brais is saying, that when he places the tefillin, kshu maniach shel yad, acharka shel roach. I understand when he places the tefillin on his body, that first he should place the tefillin of the hand, and then he should place the tefillin of the head. The reason for this is because it states in the passage of the Tefillin, "Ukshartem u'os al yodecha," that you shall first tie the knot on your hand, which is first a reference to putting the Tefillin on your hand, and only afterwards, "Vahadar vayulot tefos beninecha," and only after that are you supposed to. Then does it state in the verse that the Tefillin shall be a totafos between your eyes? But what about the fact is kshil choletz? What's the source of when a person removes it? That a person first should remove their head, and only after that a person should remove their hand Tefillin. So what is the source for this idea? So before we get to the source for this idea, we want to pause and note that there's a discrepancy between our Gemara here and between the Gemara in Yoma 33a, because the Gemara in Yoma 33a discusses the concept that a person is not allowed to pass over the commandments. And so Rashi there explains that what that means is you're not allowed to place, when the Gemara in discussion in Yoma, the Gemara, Rashi is saying that you're not allowed to place the tefillin on the head before the tefillin on the hand. Because if you're doing so, a person is first going to come in contact with his hand and only then the head. And so you're being mavir and al mitzvahs. You're passing over a mitzvah. But our Gemara here, Tosfos asks, seems to be contradicting this. Because our Gemara says that the reason why you put the hand on before the head is because that it's from a verse, ukshartem u'os hayadecha, and only afterwards vayulot tefos beninecha. So what's the reason for this discrepancy between our Gemara here and the Gemara in Yoma? So Tosfos explains in the name of Rav Hai Gaon that the reason why Rava says in Yoma is because that you're not allowed to pass over a mitzvah is because we're talking about a time that when you place the tefillin in the head, in your bag, the place where the tefillin are held, a person should be very careful that first he should place the tefillin on the head into the bag, and only afterwards place the tefillin of the hand on the external part, so that when a person comes to place the tefillin, he's first going to encounter the tefillin of the hand, because that way you're not going to be mavir al mitzvahs. Yeah, there's a verse that says that you put the hand on first, but if you're going to become in contact with the head tefillin, we're going to have a problem. And so therefore, a person has to be so careful, so sensitive, and this is teaching us to be sensitive with all aspects of our life, that a person first should not even pass over a mitzvah. And that's why when we put the tefillin away, we put the tefillin of the head farthest away from us, so that when we're going to take them out, we're going to first encounter the tefillin of the hand. And this teaches us the mila of and the mida of sensitivity, that we need to be incredibly sensitive. So going back to the Gemara, going back to the Braisa has already spoken about the fact that we put on the hand tefillin first, and then we put on the head tefillin. And when it comes to remove it, we first remove we reverse it. When it comes to removal, we first remove the head tefillin, and only after that we remove the hand tefillin. So what's the reasoning why we remove the head tefillin first? So it comes along Rabba, Amar Rabba, Rav Huna Asbroi. He says, Rav Huna once explained to me that there's a verse. And the verse that talks about the head tefillin says, Ayoto tefos beninecha, the tefillin are supposed to be the totafos between your eyes. And that's in the plural. The totafot is in the plural form. And so therefore we see from here, why does it say it in the tefillin? There's only a mitzvah to put one tefillah between your eyes, not two tefillin. So why is it said in the plural? So the Torah is coming to teach us, Kol zman shebein einecha yushtayim. As long as the tefillin are between your eyes, there needs to be two on your hand. And so from here we see a very important law that if a person is wearing the tefillin of the head, he also has to be wearing the tefillin of the hand. But if he is unable to remove them in that fashion, meaning to say, when it comes to removing, he has to be careful of removing the tefillin of the head before the tefillin of the hand in order to fulfill this concept of totafos. But if there's a time where he has no ability to put on the tefillin of the hand at all, then we're going to learn in the Gemara in the Lamed Chesam and Aleph that he should put on the tefillin of the head by itself. And the reason is because tefillah shel yad eina mekaves shel rosh. The tefillin of the hand is not essential for the tefillin of the head, but the tefillin of the head is essential for the tefillin of the hand. And so for this reason, we remove the tefillin of the head before the tefillin of the hand. We see from here that when it comes to putting on the tefillin, we first put on the tefillin of the hand. And that teaches us the idea that the hand represents action, that we're rushing to do work. And then only then do we come to put the tefillin of the head. That we often think, okay, first I have to understand something and then do it. But when it comes to faith in Hashem Yisbarach, first we have to be people of action. We act, and from our continuous acts in this fashion, we're going to come to greater faith. And so therefore, we're putting on the tefillin of the head, and only then do we put on the tefillin of the hand, and only then between the tefillin of the head, because this is to remind us that when it comes to faith, action leads to belief.